The Asian carp have made their way up the Mississippi River to the Illinois River, just 17 miles from Lake Michigan. They thrive in cold, clean water, so the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission says they represent a grave threat to all of the Great Lakes. Dennis Shornack says these 100-pound flying fish drive native fish out and are dangerous to anyone in the water.
I've actually talked to a gentleman that had his cervical vertebrae dislocated in his neck because he got hit in the head by one of these things as it flew out of the water. Other people have had a few bruises and things like that.
To stress the urgency of this threat, Shornack says if carp are spotted in an area just below the Chicago Canal to Lake Michigan, they'll poison the water, killing all wildlife.
We have a plan that would take very aggressive action to basically kill all of the fish in a five-mile stretch of the canal to prevent the passage. We learned yesterday from the Illinois DNR that 2003 was a banner year for reproduction of the silver carp. These are the ones that really leap high out of the water.
Shornack says they have little choice now than to take drastic measures.
It only gets worse, and we're very, very concerned, and that's why we want to get Congress down at this site and see what's going on. I'm told that down in Havana here, which is the place we would be doing the tour, that they call themselves the carp capital of the world, and you can literally walk across the backs of the carp in the river there.
The tour will be in late September. Shornack hopes it will spur Congress to pass a bill that's been pending in Congress to fight invasive exotic species. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.